yourhealthnow.com.
Holiday edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you? Hanging in there? Braving the crowds, the traffic, getting ready to jump on a plane and go somewhere, go through that TSA screening. Make sure you get there early. Some of the worst travel times, we're almost on them. Of course, Thanksgiving is the start of all of that. Seems to me like people are kind of angry, but they're spending money, so maybe they're happy once they get what they want. It started off with the pepper spraying of people in California, remember? Jumping in the line, the woman that got impatient. I want my technical devices, sprayed 10 people, then took off. They never even found her in California. This was a California thing. Never even found her yet at this point. You'd think they had her on videotape, but I guess unrecognizable, perhaps. So it starts off with a bang, and it's been really flowing money-wise. People, as much as they don't say they don't have as much as they did, they're spending it, or maybe they're just getting such sweet deals they can't help themselves. They're spending it on Christmas or Hanukkah. They're out there ordering things online and on foot. They're braving it. Yet your payroll payroll will be a lot smaller. Your checks when the payroll's in and you get them every 2 weeks, I guess for most people, $40 at least lighter a paycheck. What does $40 mean to you? Do you feel like, I'm okay with it because we shouldn't have this anyway if they're ripping off Social Security? And let's face it, there's not going to be how much Social Security is going to be left in the end. Or no, I want to see the payroll tax extension go through. Should the Republicans, the House Republicans, work toward a deal, even in the Band-Aid approach of 2 months, which is what the Senate did? And are you buying that this allowing the payroll tax cuts to expire might actually harm the recovery process? Now, there's a big question. Because remember, banks too big to fail. We can't have the banks fail. If that happens, that'll crush the economy like a pancake. When you read things like the payroll tax cuts will crush us, will hurt economic recovery, it's like the boy who cried wolf. We're done. We're not even paying attention. We're forming our own opinions. You got to form your own opinion. So Congress is not reaching an agreement right now on this. And unemployment insurance benefits will expire at the end of the year. So almost all Americans, even if you're making some pretty good dough, you get that extra money in the paycheck, whether it's 20, 30, 40, whatever it is, and you're not going to get that starting in January. I mean, we're here dancing on the edge is what's happening. So I'm not for the Band-Aid approach. I have to say I agree with Boehner on that because it's the constant thing that happens in D.C. They knew these were expiring. They knew this was going to happen, and it happens. I'm kind of shocked by that because they knew it was going to happen, and they let it happen, basically. So the policy that Congress is looking to extend would mean there would have to be an agreement, a bipartisan agreement, on moving forward. But then that would pump about $140 billion extra into the economy in 2012, and it would increase the amount of money Americans theoretically would have to spend. So it would be a stimulus, So for the economy, what would it mean for the economy if the $140 were spent? But you see, that's the thing. You're forecasting that anyway. And a lot of the firms who do that for a living say that not extending the tax policies would reduce growth by about 1 to 1.5%. So the slower growth could mean maybe up to 750,000 fewer jobs created. Ugh, stunted growth. That's what happens when you fall into that category. So after the temporary payroll tax cut was enacted a year ago, it provided a lift in the first few months of 2011 to buffer the economy against the effect of higher oil prices, remember, and supply disruptions, you remember that well, right, caused by the earthquake in Japan. So even if the tax reduction, this is what you got to think about, if the tax reduction is continued for another year, the economy is still going to be weak at the same time next year. And the same people are going to argue back and forth and point fingers, and we're not saying that we can't afford to restore the payroll tax to its original level. And this real danger is we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. The definition of insanity, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're living with. And that is the biggest problem. All right, here's two different points of view. The gatekeeper, Jay Carney, from the White House, of course, each and every day, trotted out to talk about the issues du jour. Payroll tax is a big one. He's saying it's got to wrap up. And in fact, we had a call with John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. Boehner himself talks about a common goal and where it's all headed.
They should just get it done. And then we can all, the Senate, the House, the administration, work on extending the payroll tax cut for the entire year. In his call to Speaker Boehner, the president reiterated the need and his commitment to work with Congress to extend the payroll tax cut for the entire year. And the fact that the short-term bipartisan compromise passed by almost the entire Senate.
The president, bipartisan leaders in the House. The president, bipartisan leaders in the House and bipartisan leaders in the Senate have all really asked for the same thing over the course of the last several months. Let's extend the payroll tax credit for a year. We're here. We're ready to go to work. And we're hoping that the Senate Democrats will appoint negotiators, come to the table and resolve these differences.
Yeah, do you think they're going to solve those differences? Do you think they're going to resolve that by the end of December? Could be. Could be that they come back after a little bit of a break. You know, it's always my theory that they're playing on the bigger stage, so they like the big drama. And the big drama means to play it out to the bitter end, not to wrap it up right now. To let it play out, let it soak up some more media attention, and then go in for the kill on both sides and let the chips fall where they may. Unfortunately, we're in the middle of this poker game. It's not really a game to a lot of people. How many people would be harmed by the payroll tax cut not being extended? What would that mean? And it's like I said, the unemployment insurance benefits, probably a little bit less important than the payroll tax for the overall economy, but there's people that are relying on that aren't thinking that. Man, every policy decision, they wait till the last minute. Seriously, how many decisions do they wait till the last minute? We're going to tell you about some more of them coming up on the flip side. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Is famous for last minute deals, you know, the debt clock and all of that, raising the deficit ceiling, the debt ceiling, really. Not the deficit, it's the same thing. You say tomato, I say tomato, I say ridiculous, and we all say ridiculous. I don't have a comeback for that one. Here's what happened. Remember in 2011, the debt ceiling became the battleground for the tug of war at that time. Between the Republicans who took control of the House in 2010 elections and President Obama and the Democrats who still control the Senate. Because in May, the Treasury Department said the debt limit of $14.29 trillion had been reached, but said it could keep the government functioning normally by what they were calling, remember this was crazy, extraordinary measures that would run their course basically be up by August 2nd. By the end of July, it was crazy. Bitter talk was going on and on and on. This is the same scenario. So we've seen this play before. We have. We've seen this play, maybe different actors. Some of the actors are the same, but we've seen it. So on the night of July 31st, President Obama and Congress announced an agreement would raise the debt ceiling up to $2.4 trillion in two stages, enough to keep borrowing, oh, how sweet, into 2013. So we know this. We know that this is what happens, last-minute deals. It's probably going to be another last-minute deal. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you going to see a lot of movies over the holidays? Do you have any time off, even a few days?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I told you, I already saw Mission Impossible and the other one. And you know, by the way, so I didn't confuse people, the Shirley MacLaine and Clint Eastwood reference on on Sherlock Holmes is the movie Two Meals for Sister Sarah. So when you go see it, just be thinking of that movie, and you're going to get a good laugh. And most
okay.
of the people in the theater will not get, because they don't think back 40 years or whatever. So that was my favorite movie when I was a little kid, by the way. So
I haven't seen it. It was good? It's good.
You never saw Two Meals for Sister Sarah? You got to be kidding me.
No.
That was a great one there. So anyway, though.
I'm going to see it because you just said that I'm going to see it in the next couple of days. I am. I'm serious. I'll get a copy of it. I'll see it.
Sure, you get it on video.
YouTube or whatever, video. Yeah.
Oh, that was a fun one with him and her. So anyway, though. Let's talk a little bit about, there's a lot of good movies coming out, just to finish that topic. This Warhorse looks like it's, still going to be one of the Silbert's best in quite a while. And, like I said, you can't miss on either Mission Impossible or, saw Tom Cruise on Jimmy Kimmel last night. So, and, he seems to, that guy's never going to age, it looks like. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, he's got good features, yeah.
But in any case, so you can't miss on either Sherlock Holmes or, for action and just a good movie. So, which is,
cool.
The thing that's happened, Hollywood's really taken a hit this Christmas season, but it seemed like the first 2-3 weeks of December, there was just nothing but animated movies coming out, I can handle one or two animated movies a year, but not 7 or 8 of them at a time, I guess today, Tintin opened today, and, got another animated one out there.
I know, it's crazy.
So we bought a zoo. That one's coming. That's based off of a true story. So that'll be interesting to see.
That looks pretty good. I saw a trailer for that with Matt Damon.
And Scarlett Johansson. Obama's his wish girl or whatever. So from what I hear, but anyway.
Wait, stop there because she says she's still on. She still loves Obama. She's still going to help him run again. But her co-star, Matt Damon, said that he had no cojones, that he thinks Obama's not doing a great job.
Well, it's, Kate, we got to go back to the beginning. And you were just talking about the budget and all that, moving it out, and we've been there before. And it's been the same story over the 3 years. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Obama personally is just, he's a cool dude. I would like to hang out with him, shoot pole, or... Well, I don't drink, but, he just seems like a cool guy personally, but I just don't, when he went into it, I just don't think he had that leadership ability. He hadn't had a lot of time in Congress, period, whether it was in, the Senate, and he just didn't have that, leadership ability to move the United States in one direction or not. It seems like we're the same we were 3 years ago. Nothing's really changed, and they just keep borrowing money and borrowing money. Talking about, and then he came up with that little tax thing, and you know what, kid? Honestly, all of a sudden I noticed my check was $20-$30 more every 2 weeks, and I'm thinking, okay, $30-$60, I don't know if that really helps or not. I got a pretty good salary. Probably people making less than $30,000 a year, that really helped out, Once again, as Charles Barkley said on Leno the other night, the Democrats helping the poor people, via taxes. But is it really doing anything? I mean, it's not a whole lot of money that they're talking about. It may add a little bit more debt to the national debt, but is it really changing the economy? It's not. And that's really where the issue is right now. Obama doesn't seem to have an idea. I really haven't heard anything from the Republicans that are running for president, how they're going to tackle the big deficit problem, how they're going to get this economy going forward, how they're going to get the housing market going forward.
Right.
I threw up an idea the other night to you that, I was just guessing that the government spent $50 billion more on Social Security next year than they did this year, And then Leno happened to throw it out that as a joke, Social Security spent $47 billion this year more than they did last year, and I hadn't even looked it up. I was just guessing that that was a mountain. I don't even know how much Social Security spends out a year, but one of the ways that, I was saying all they'd have to do is take the amount that they project to, go next in, be a deficit to them next year and divide it by the amount that they're already spending. It'll come up with about a 4 or 5, maybe 3%, I don't know what percentage. And then that's how much they just send out and tell people, hey, we're going to have to cut this back. And then you're not putting more money into Social Security. You're keeping it where it's at. And the people that are getting it And let's face it, Kate, 80% of the people pulling Social Security are using it as an income, as a retirement, basically, okay, retirement income. You know, the whole program was originally set up, that when Eisenhower set it up, to where people that were maimed or physically unable to work the rest
right.
of their lives would have some kind of an income. You know,
right.
maybe a mental disease like my nephew or, you know, some reason why they weren't going to be able to work so that they'd have some kind of income. It was never designed for people to work for 40 years and then all of a sudden, you know, count that as a retirement at the end. You know, and unfortunately that's what's happened. And so, you know, I guess my point is that, you know, those whatever 20% of the, if that's what it is, of the people that actually need the money, you wouldn't want, of course, start deducting 3 or 4 or 5%. They'd have to be excluded. But, and I don't know how you go about doing that. But I mean, that's just an idea I had, you know, that somehow where Social Security could take care of itself without having to go borrow money to rescue it or whatever. Because it doesn't seem like the government's got any money to pay anything right now. They're borrowing constantly to do it. But
and they're shifting pies. They're shifting pots from one to the other. Yes.
You know, and you can do that in your own finances.
Yes.
Until you realize, hey, I don't got enough to pay towards things. I need to make extra money, you know.
Right.
That's where the government is. They need to, you know, they need to be able to bring in more money, more tax money, and that's not going to happen until the economy going. You see, that was Bush's idea that, hey, if I keep this economy going, boom, 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 it's bringing in more money, and he did that. When he came in, the GDP was at $9 trillion. When he left, it was at $14 trillion. You know, in 8 years, he raised our country's, you know, GDP, $5 trillion, which meant out of that $5 trillion, he's getting more money for the federal government, you
right.
know, because it's being taxed, you know. But the point is, you know, we've slowed down, you know, and the economy's not booming like that. And I even told you back when he was president, I kept saying, I told you a couple of times, I think this economy's going too fast until in 07, 08, it hit the tank, you know. The tank ran out, and then everything is just kind of stalled. You know, it's not like we're going backwards still, you know, but we're just not moving forward. It's just like stalled right now, you know.
I agree with you. And who can unstall us? How do we get unstuck? Don, absolutely. I mean, you were right. It's what you and I agree on this. We're on this total same page. You have a great night. We're stalled. We're stuck. I just made up a word. Maybe it could be one of the 400 new words added to the concise Oxford English Dictionary. I don't think so, but it's not like mankini or sex thing. But it's a problem. It's a problem where we keep chasing that same old tail round and round and round.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Christmas music. You know, I don't like it when radio stations play Christmas music 2 months before Christmas. But now, it's the right time for Christmas music, right? And all over the place where you're walking around, you're hearing either classic tunes or modern versions of tunes or Michael Blue Bley. I hear him in my sleep practically. Every store I go into, I hear Michael Blue Bley singing one of Dean Martin's hits or somebody else from the Rat Pack's hits or Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Actually, he does a pretty good job of it. We'll see if you're going to do a good job or not. Hopefully some of you are still sticking around for our next show because nail the score. Oh, yes. We are down to the nitty-gritty of the season. And Saturday, there's a slew of games. In fact, on Thursday, before we get on the air, there'll be one outcome determined, two Texans, and the Colts. The Colts are 1-13. Wow, they finally got that elusive win, though. But there are some other good games on the map. If you've never heard me do this on the show, Nail the Score, this is how it works. It's like playing the lottery. I guess not quite like Powerball or Mega Millions for the payouts. However, you don't have to pay to be in it. It's a cheap thrill. We have a supercomputer that really deserves to have super in front of it. And Donovan Madsen has really worked up a sweat these past couple of months working the computer. When the computer rips, it picks a game of the week, and whether it's the Raiders and the Chiefs, the Jags and the Titans, whatever team it is, the Giants and the Jets, if you call in, you don't have to know anything about football. You just pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And we are just dying to have a winner. And who knows, maybe you'll be that winner. You know, even Monday night, there's an interesting game, the Falcons and the Saints. But on Christmas, can you imagine playing on Christmas? There's actually a couple of games on Christmas Day. There's some Saturday games, and there's some Saturday games, and then there's a couple of games on Christmas. I had to think about that for a second because I looked at two different sheets that people sent me. The Sunday game is the Bears and the Packers. That's what it is, Bears and the Packers. But then there are just the rest of the others, Thursday, that one game, and then the rest are playing on Saturday, Christmas Eve games that count, like the Eagles and the Cowboys, Chargers and the Lions. But we're not talking about football here. Just remember, nail the score in our third hour on Thursday. Plus, we also in our next show have our cheap movie review. This is the time for movies, some really, really good movies, or at least ones that have gotten good reviews are coming out. And you might jump in a line because you might have a whole week off between Christmas and New Year's. I've run into a lot of people that have that full week off. It's just part of the vacation days. They get that week, and they're taking it. They're taking that week to just hang out with their family, go watch some movies, just chill. Not a lot of people in my world, anyway, doing exciting things, but actually taking time for themselves. How great is that? All right, speaking of taking time, there is a movement afoot on the Hill, believe it or not, that wants a big timeout for Eric Holder. Yeah, 90 congressmen have put out a resolution of no confidence in the Attorney General, and this is all of what has been going on with Operation Fast and Furious. The Republican congresspeople like Marsha Blackburn is one on the list, and Kevin Brady from Texas and Tim Griffin from Arkansas, they are sponsoring, co-sponsoring this bill, this no-confidence resolution. And really what they're saying in it is just announcing that his actions have proven he's not competent or trustworthy or beyond reproach, and that he's trying to cover up mistakes rather than cooperate with Congress in disclosing the events and circumstances and the transparency addressing the issues. And, you know, with Holder, I think the biggest problem is, I mean, forget his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee, because he just went on and on. He knows how to talk, and of course. And so that's what he does for a living. Look at the lawyer ranks. And he was able to do that, kind of dance around what the op was and the mismanagement and, you know, whatever. But why would you not hold somebody accountable for that? People's lives were lost. Horrible things happened as a result of that, and it was not thought out, obviously. But it's not like, ah, geez, we messed up. It's one of those mistakes. No, it's a mistake where guns from the U.S. went into the hands of drug cartels and other criminals in Mexico and other places, and they're ending up in crime scenes in the United States. Terrible things, like the death of the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. So if Holder's not going to get the boot, if he's not going to even resign, certainly somebody is accountable for what happened in that operation. Somebody. So it's official, though. There is the House resolution is House Resolution 490. There are 81 members of Congress who said they had no trust in Holder because of Fast and Furious. I think that was the last straw. And, of course, they're demanding that he resign, which he's not going to. But I'm glad they put that on the books, because too many people were killed or wounded by weapons that were sold through this crazy scheme, and they didn't monitor anything. What did they come up with? There wasn't any kind of property control. It was just like guns walked away. Woo-hoo. Here's some guns. We're paying for them, and good luck trying to track them down. I mean, it's surprising, or maybe I shouldn't say it's surprising, but it's stunning. Stunning's a better word. 300 people in Mexico were killed with those guns from Fast and Furious, as was that Border Patrol agent that I named. And what happened was, thousands of weapons, if you've never heard this, thousands of weapons went to Mexican drug cartels through what they call straw purchasers, people who legally got guns in the United States with the intention of illegally trafficking them somewhere else. And so we added to that. Oh, painful. You know, when I'm going over stories of 2011, that has to be one of the biggest blights, I think, on the U.S., because that just should never have happened. Never. And wouldn't somebody start to ask those questions? Well, geez, how are we going to really make sure we track those guns? How are we going to follow those guns to make sure where they're ending up? How do we get the drop on that? Of course, there has to be a way to track it. Why would you even do an operation like that if you couldn't? Oh, it boggles the mind, doesn't it? It boggles the mind. Really, really does. All right, one thing clearly we don't have in the U.S. is politics are not clear. If anything, they're murkier. Murkier than ever. And I don't want to just keep beating the same old dead horse, because, you know, I'm sick of talking about it. I am. I'm sick of talking about it. Let's just say this. What is the impact of doing really nothing with the extended payroll tax cut? And ultimately, here's the thing. We pay for it in the end because of Social Security, but let's just leave everything else aside other than who really gets jammed up with this payroll tax cut. And does it pump money back into the economy? We're already stealing money all over the place to keep afloat. So let's say we roll with this and we want this to go. I asked two people today who I thought I could get a really good answer from. Not somebody rolling in dough. Somebody just right there on the cut line. Where they're kind of making it, but boy, one thing happens. A heater blows. Something happens to a car. They're really crunched. And they went through the scenarios of the $40 a paycheck with me. And I can see, I can just see how the squeeze is on for the middle class. And one of the people told me, is a woman who had three kids and a husband, said that weekly that $40 spread out, you know, for the month would mean serious food budget for them, that they could get hot dog buns, they could get lettuce, they could, and she went through the scenarios of how her mind works with the shopping. And another person told me that the gas was dead on necessary to deliver the papers on a route that was dwindling that they needed, otherwise they couldn't justify, you know, the ends couldn't justify the means, and they'd have to dump the paper route altogether. Ooh, there's people that are feeling it, definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Meet you on the flip side.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Very true. The old news you can abuse, Christmas style. I got a couple of good ones for you I think you're going to like. Ready? Pay attention. Wake up, America. Kate Delaney hanging out with you as we get closer and closer to Christmas. From Boston, they say that the Christmas spirits, you know what spirits are, right? Not the spirits in the sky, the floaty ghosts, not that. The ghosts of Christmas past. The Christmas spirits are going to be flowing for people in Massachusetts. State liquor stores are going to be open next Monday. Governor Deval Patrick signed a bill just the other day to allow the sale of beer, wine, and liquor. That's really crazy. I didn't know this, but under the old law, when Christmas falls on Sunday, the liquor stores had to stay closed on Monday, too. Oh, bummer if you were going to watch those games. How can you watch games without a little spike? Something or other. The Secret Santas. That whole Secret Santa thing never worked out for me. It might have worked out for some of you. I gave pretty good stuff when I had to do that twice, but it never seemed to come back to me. The whole idea of it is kind of funny, though. This is a different kind of Secret Santa. You're going to love this one. The Secret Santas are spreading Christmas cheer in the form of not what you think it is, the gifts and trying to spread them around and pass them around, and I get one, you get one, and if we don't like it, we exchange it. These are different Secret Santas. they're handing out $100 bills. A couple handed out $12,000 in C-notes to people in Detroit and the suburb of Lincoln Park. The Detroit Free Press, the paper still of record there, says it was the fourth annual giveaway for the couple. They didn't publish their names. They have a big tie to the Detroit area, but they live out of state. How cool is that? So they come in, they just, they're handing out money. Hand out money. Hey, you want a $100 bill? Imagine what that could do for some people. It'd be huge. Kansas City. So from Detroit to Kansas City. Addison, the dachshund, is back home in Kansas for Christmas. Now check this out. This is a wild story, man. How does this happen? You cannot think that dogs are dumb. The dog was found in Tampa. An animal shelter worker says Addison was affectionate, so they figured she came from a loving place. A scan of the microchip revealed that Addison belonged to a family in Kansas City. Local wiener dog lovers helped to get her home. An elementary school teacher donated frequent flyer miles and bought a seat on the plane for the dog and herself. Addison's owner left the dog temporarily this summer with the family in Arizona, then moved to Florida. That's where the dog was lost. Oh, so they get the dog back. That's a good Christmas present. I like that. That's a good one. St. Mary's City, Maryland. Ever hear of it? How about this story about a cruise ship dorm? The cruise to nowhere is over for some Maryland college students. A cruise ship had been home to 240 kids at St. Mary's College for about 2 months. They were forced out of their dorms while the school fixed a mold problem. When the kids return from their holiday break, they're going back to their old rooms. This, you're going to like this. So they had to do something to help the kids because of the mold problems. You know what they do? They rent the Sea Voyager. It cost the college, I'm not kidding you, $20,000 a day. Okay, think of 2 months and the days. They say that's what the hotel rooms would have cost, but the hotels were too far from campus. The ship was tied up to a dock at the school. Oh, can you imagine that? Calling your parents and telling them, you're living in a boat. It's so close to school. They've got mold. I think it'd be kind of cool, actually. A Philadelphia pickpocket picked the wrong pocketbook to pick. Police say they caught Wanda Singleton reaching into the purse belonging to the wife of a cop. It happened at a Philly restaurant while waiting for a Christmas celebration. Upper Darby Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood said one of his officers grabbed Singleton's arm. She was held until the police arrived. They say the 46-year-old has a long, long criminal record of doing those kinds of things. She's being held on $150,000 bail. And finally, San Bernardino, California. A California parolee did something interesting. Police say that in San Bernardino, they report that a suspect fell through the ceiling and into the arms of a SWAT team. Tommy Nelson barricaded himself inside a stranger's apartment for more than 5 hours. Tear gas was tossed into the attic, and he started to move around. The ceiling gave way, and he fell down right into their laps. So he's booked for investigation of burglary, violating parole, and being a felon with a handgun. It sort of gives new meaning to falling through the ceiling, doesn't it? Bad timing on his part, yeah. All right, as I said, we're getting closer and closer to the Christmas holiday. Somebody asked me in a note. In fact, it was Lee who said, Kate, you used to tell us what happened in this day in history. Can you bring that back for the new year? So because I got three requests for it, just one recently, the other two were a long time ago, I think I'm going to bring it back at least periodically. On this day, December 22nd, 1956, the first gorilla was born in captivity. Yeah, Colo. And this was at the Columbus Zoo in Ohio. Weighed in at 4 pounds. It was a big deal, apparently, back then. Before Colo's birth, gorillas found at zoos were caught in the wild, often by brutal means. In order to capture a gorilla when it was young and small enough to handle, they had to kill the gorilla's parents and other family members. Oh, I don't think they try to do that now. But check this out. So if we fast forward from that moment, there are about 750 gorillas in captivity around the world, really? And another 100,000 lowland gorillas that are in the wild. Most zoos are active in breeding programs, and they've agreed not to buy gorillas born in the wild. So 30 gorillas since Kolo was born have been born at the Columbus Zoo. I didn't realize they were so big with the gorillas, where they had so many that were born there. I had, you know, absolutely no idea. Coming up this week, there are a whole bunch of interesting moments that we'll miss because, you know, we won't be broadcasting on Christmas Day and whatnot. But remember the gangster Bugsy Siegel? There was even a movie that was done that Warren Beatty did. He played Bugsy Siegel. I think that's where he met his wife anyway. He was a gangster that opened the Flamingo Hotel back in 1946, the day after Christmas. And people forget this, but Radio City Music Hall actually opened in the 30s. Oh, it was rough in the 30s. Think of the depression that was coming up, all that. But Radio City Music Hall opened to rave reviews. People still put it on their calendar as a place to go and watch the Rockettes dance and see a movie or see a show or, you know, whatever. But the hall was designed as a place where people could see entertainment, and they said it was kind of dubbed as a beautiful place. And 300 million people have gone to Radio City Music Hall to enjoy, like I said, the movies or concerts or other events since it opened in 1932. You know who came up with the idea? John D. Rockefeller Jr. He decided to make that theater the cornerstone of that complex that he was building. So it was built with a partnership with RCA. And how interesting. Art Deco. It's a cool place to walk by. You can't miss it. And you see in the windows pictures of the Rockettes or, you know, whatever. What's interesting is in 99... they did a seven-month, $70 million restoration. And today, and I did not know this, I walked by Radio City Music Hall when I was in New York in September. Today, Radio City Music Hall is the largest indoor theater in the world. How about that?